According to the French scholar Ernest Renard, nations exist not only because of a collective desire to be together, but because of a consensus to forget many things about the past. Renard's observation seems spot on when considering a pivotal figure in our founding narrative, Friedrich Wilhelm von Steuben. Less well known than other Europeans who participated in the War of Independence, he was instrumental in transforming the scrappy colonial militia into an organized force capable of defeating the British Army. His Blue Book standardized military drills and was used during and after the War of Independence. Even though the army replaced it in 1812, some drills are still practiced to this day. Moreover, he went against the common practice of delegating training to his officers. Despite the language barrier, he spent time with the common soldiers, and as a result, he was respected and adored for it. What does not get into textbooks is the credible evidence that von Steuben was gay. In fact, documents suggest that George Washington was aware of von Steuben's homosexuality, but overlooked it because he needed him to train his troops. George Washington was our first "don't ask, don't tell" president before Bill Clinton. So, as you celebrate the founding of our Continental Army on June 14th, raise a beer stein to that gay German immigrant, Friedrich Wilhelm von Steuben, who made it possible for an unorganized band of militia to defeat the British. I'm Frances Yeager, and that is my perspective.